But on a serious note, these jellyfish blooms are just one aspect of changes in the ocean. And that's something else that was discussed quite a lot at this conference on marine biodiversity. And there was also the latest news was announced about an important new initiative in global conservation. And that is about new plans that are underway now for the Intergovernmental Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Services. Yep, bit of a mouthful, but that's the IPBES. And it will do for nature what the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, does for climate change. And it's being seen as the big global response to tackle the demise of the natural world. Because there are lots of organisations, obviously, around the world that work on issues of biodiversity loss and the vital services that ecosystems provide us, things like pollinating crops, mitigating against floods, providing food, all that kind of stuff. But until now, there hasn't really been a joined-up global strategy to bring together all the experts information we have and use it to help make decisions about how best to protect the natural world, including the oceans, of course. Well, there was a resolution from the United Nations General Assembly last December, and this month a plenary meeting in Nairobi in Kenya will see various groups get together to talk about how IPBES will be set up and what its programme of work will look like. But things that we should be seeing coming out of the panel include regular expert assessments of the state of biodiversity around the world, similar to the 5-yearly assessments of climate change that the IPCC produce. And the panel will also help identify and prioritise key areas where more science is needed and provide support and capacity to help build bridges between scientists and decision makers. So it's really exciting to see this happening, and I'm sure it's something we'll definitely hear more about as the IPBES gets up and running. Well, you can find out more about the World Conference on Marine Biodiversity and plans for the IPBES at our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans.